Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
In 1996, Jim Humble, a former Scientologist, claimed to discover MMS while mining for gold in the jungles of South America. He claimed that it cured malaria. This is not true. After some time, he invited a missionary group to Africa where he experiments with MMS on the locals there. Hex poisoned over 5,000 people there. He also claims he is a god from the Andromeda Galaxy. And then I asked to be put in the part of the space navy that watched over the Earth, Humble said. In 2010, Jim Humble and Mark Grennan founded the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. The both of them are self-styled archbishops of their made-up church. They did this so they could distribute MMS more easily. They needed to found a church because the mainstream medical community relies on fact and not anecdotal evidence. He lists MMS as a religious sacrament, so it is harder to prosecute. He even said that it has nothing to do with religion. He co-founded the Genesis 2 Church to legalize the use of MMS and avoid getting caught. Their main idea is that chlorine dioxide can kill pathogens in the body that causes illnesses. They say it should be ingested every day to maintain health. They set up shop in Bradenton, Florida, out of their home. It is not an actual church. They say that Genesis 2 is a non-religious church that was founded to create a legal structure to protect Jim Humble's teachings. They do not claim to serve God. They serve humankind. They do reference Bible quotes throughout the website, not active anymore. They chose the name Genesis 2 to reference a new beginning. This is related to their goal of restoring health and removing humans from the current world of death to the world of living. Theer members and websites suggest to help people, they must spread the knowledge of MMS. They maintain the belief that Big Pharma has a cover-up happening related to MMS. They claim that MMS is safe for everyone. The members carry around a card that says, "This card signifies that this member of the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing has the God-given, unalienable right to control and maintain their personal health. All members are exempt from any means not chosen, including but not limited to, vaccinations, medications, x-rays, scans, implants, mandatory voting, and health insurance mandated by a human government or authority." Several times a year, G2 held seminars on how to use MMS, and a group of people would be certified in bleach in just a short weekend. They also had weekly one-hour podcasts complaining about how everyone is out to get them. Mark Grennan claims to have been a Boy Scout. Scouts does not teach what he does. Sent a letter to Trump when he was in office. May 19, 2020. "Dear President Trump and Attorney General Barr, I am writing you both to ask for the immediate arrest of U.S. Attorneys Matthew J. Feely, Ross S. Goldstein, David A. Frank, and U.S. Judge Kathleen M. Williams for violating with gross negligence and contempt our First Amendment rights as a church to practice our beliefs. The above-mentioned individuals have been complicit in Case 1:20CV21601 by allowing the FDA and FTC to categorize our church sacraments as a drug and thereof having power to regulate and or approve. Not only is this offense to us and all religions, but a church sacrament does not need to be approved by the FDA or FTC to be practiced. According to the First Amendment, there can be no law that prohibits us, never mind a code. Here is the code which the FDA is using as the basis for the case against us, the Genesis 2 Church and four of its members. The FDA is using Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, FDCA, 21 U.S.C. Section 332A, alleging that defendants directly or indirectly, A, violate 21 U.S.C. Section 331D, by introducing or delivering for introduction into interstate commerce new drugs, as defined in 21 U.S.C. Section 321P, that are neither approved pursuant to 21 U.S.C. Section 355 nor exempt from approval." The FDA goes on to build this case against us by adding, 1. MMS is a drug as defined by 21 U.S.C. Section 321G. Defendants have posted content on their websites claiming that MMS is intended for curing, mitigating, treating, or preventing COVID-19, Alzheimer's, autism, brain cancer, HIV/AIDS, and multiple sclerosis. DE3-1 at X's 3-12, 14-16, 18-20, 2. MMS is a new drug as defined in 21 U.S.C. Section 321, P1, and P2. We as a church are having our rights violated and need relief immediately from this unlawful attack against our church and the First Amendment. Deprivation of rights under color of law summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. Please consider this petition for the arrest of the perpetrators of this case or the immediate dismissal of this unlawful case. Sincerely, Archbishop Mark S. Grennan, co-founder of the Genesis 2 Church. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn, Proverbs 29:2. In the news. In 2009, an American woman had taken MMS to prevent malaria on a cruise. The authorities found that the cause of death was undetermined, so this fueled G2 to claim no one ever died from MMS. She died hours after taking this dangerous substance. https://www.mcnews.com/text/internet/moms/go-undercover-fight-fake-autism-cures-private-facebook-groups-n1007871. In 2019, NBC ran an article about mothers in the United States and the UK fighting MMS being used on autistic children and vulnerable adults. It features G2 and their role in the poisoning of children. This article was the second most read online article by NBC in 2019. This article raised a lot of awareness around this issue. It even warranted a Dr. Oz appearance. The FDA issued a warning in August of 2019, but did not take any other action. This only affected disabled kids after all. COVID-19. The global pandemic happened. Since G2 says MMS is the miracle cure for everything, they simply could not help themselves. They claimed that MMS cured and prevented COVID-19. This caught the FDA's attention. When it affected able-bodied adults, they suddenly cared. The FDA sent G2 a warning letter. https://www.fda.gov/inspections-compliance-enforcement-and-criminal-investigations/warning-letter/genesis-2-church-606-459-040-8-2020. Restraining order against the manufacture and distribution of MMS by G2. It finally happened. Yesterday, the Genesis 2 Church had court at the federal courthouse in Miami. Miami is only 50 miles from where I live in South Florida. I took a drive with another member of my organization to see this happen. Unfortunately, it was a closed hearing. We knew this was a possibility. It was an emergency hearing to determine if the temporary injunction on the sale and promotion of MMS would become permanent. On May 1, 2020, it was released that there was a preliminary injunction placed on Genesis 2 Church. Genesis 2 Church now has been banned from selling, promoting, signposting, distributing MMS chlorine dioxide bleach. They cannot label, hold, and/or distribute any drug, including but not limited to MMS, that does not have an approved new drug application pursuant to 21.1. The United States motion for a preliminary injunction, DE3, is granted. 2. Upon entry of this order, defendants and each and all of their directors, officers, agents, representatives, employees, successors, assigns, attorneys, and any and all persons in active concert or participation with any of them, hereinafter, associated persons, who receive actual notice of this order, shall not, during the pendency of this action, directly or indirectly, label, hold, and/or distribute any drug, including but not limited to MMS, that does not have an approved new drug application pursuant to 21 U.S.C. Section 355B or abbreviated new drug application pursuant to 21 U.S.C. Section 355J, or an investigational new drug application in effect for its use pursuant to 21 U.S.C. Section 355I, or any drug that is misbranded within the meaning of 21 U.S.C. Section 352.3. Upon entry of this order, defendants, and associated persons, shall not, directly or indirectly, violate 21 U.S.C. Section 331K by causing any drug, including but not limited to MMS, to become misbranded within the meaning of 21 U.S.C. Section 352A and/or F1, after shipment of one or more of its components in interstate commerce. 4. Upon entry of this order, defendants and associated persons shall immediately refrain from disposing of or transferring any assets that may interfere with implementation of payment of restitution to consumers who purchase defendants' drugs, should the court ultimately order such restitution payments in its final judgment in this matter. 5. Upon entry of this order, defendants and associated persons are prohibited from destroying, discarding, altering, transferring or otherwise making unavailable any document or record in electronic format or otherwise within their custody or control that are related to a. MMS, b. misbranded drugs, and or c. unapproved new drugs. 6. Representatives of FDA shall be permitted, without prior notice and as and when FDA deems necessary, to inspect defendants' places of business and take any other measures necessary to monitor and ensure continuing compliance with the terms of this order. During such inspections, FDA representatives shall be permitted to have immediate access to buildings, including but not limited to 2014 Garden Lane, Bradenton, Florida 34205-5274, the facility, equipment, raw ingredients, in-process materials, finished products, containers, packaging material, labeling, and other promotional material therein. Take photographs and make video recordings. Take samples of defendants in process or unfinished and finished products, containers, packaging material, labeling, and other promotional material, and examine and copy all records relating to the labeling, holding, and distribution of any and all drugs and their components. The inspections shall be permitted upon presentation of a copy of this order and appropriate credentials. The inspection authority granted by this order is separate and apart from, and in addition to, the authority to make inspections under the FDCA, 21 U.S.C. Section 374.7. Defendants shall bear the cost of any inspections, analytical work, and supervisory activities that FDA deems necessary to evaluate defendants' compliance with any of the terms of this order. 8. Defendants shall post a copy of this order in a common area at the facility and at any other location at which defendants conduct business and shall ensure that the order remains posted for as long as the order remains in effect. 9. It is further ordered that the United States shall promptly provide notice of this action and this order to defendants by attempting service at last known email addresses and physical addresses. Pursuant Rule 65C of the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, United States of America shall not be required to post security for the instant action. Done and ordered in chambers in Miami, Florida, this first day of May, 2020. Not only did MMS get banned, but the Genesis 2 Church is being held in contempt of court for violating the temporary injunction. Order these matter is before the court on the United States motion for an order to show cause why defendants should not be held in contempt, DE 23. The court determines that a hearing is required to consider the issues raised in plaintiff's motion. Congratulations to everyone involved. We did it. Reminders why MMS is dangerous. Parents are poisoning their children with bleach, NBCNewswood.mcnews.com Tech Internet Moms Go Under. After ignored temporary injunctions and court appearances, the FDA raided the Grennan's residence. There were federal charges filed against Mark Grennan and his three adult sons. After a search warrant was executed, they recovered 50 gallons of muriatic acid, 22 gallons of miracle mineral solution, 8,300 pounds of sodium chloride. Two of the Grennan sons were arrested and the other two were hiding in El Rodadero, Magdalena, Colombia. Mark Grennan's reaction after the raid. Not long after this, Grennan and his other son were arrested in Colombia. All the people involved are currently in jail under martial hold. They are currently still awaiting a court date in jail. I plan on being at court since I only live 2 hours away from the courthouse. Indicted in Miami. Yesterday, April 23, 2021, Mark, Jonathan, Jordan and Joseph Grennan were indicted in the South District of Florida Federal Court. It was for marketing and selling a fake cure for COVID-19. They did not act on it when autistic kids were being poisoned, but hey, it's something. According to the indictment, the Grennans, all of Bradenton, Florida, manufactured, promoted, and sold a product they named Miracle Mineral Solution, MMS. MMS is a chemical solution containing sodium chloride and water which, when ingested orally, became chlorine dioxide, a powerful bleach typically used for industrial water treatment or bleaching textiles, pulp, and paper. The Grennans claimed that ingesting MMS could treat, prevent, and cure COVID-19, according to the charges. The FDA, however, had not approved MMS for treatment of COVID-19, or for any other use. Rather, in prior official warning statements, the FDA had strongly urged consumers not to purchase or use MMS for any reason, explaining that drinking MMS was the same as drinking bleach and could cause dangerous side effects, including severe vomiting, diarrhea, and life-threatening low blood pressure. https://www.fda.gov/consumer/consumer-update/danger-don't-drink-miracle-mineral-solution or similar products. In fact, FDA received reports of people requiring hospitalizations, developing life-threatening conditions, and even dying after drinking MMS. The indictment further alleges that before marketing MMS as a cure for COVID-19, the Grennans marketed MMS as a miracle cure-all for dozens of other serious diseases and disorders, even though the FDA had not approved MMS for any use. The Grennans sold tens of thousands of bottles of MMS nationwide, including to consumers throughout South Florida, according to the allegations. They sold this dangerous product under the guise of Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing, Genesis, an entity they are accused of creating to avoid government regulation of MMS and shield themselves from prosecution. According to charging documents, Genesis' own websites describe Genesis as a non-religious church, and defendant Mark Grennan, the co-founder of Genesis, has repeatedly acknowledged that Genesis has nothing to do with religion, and that he founded Genesis to legalize the use of MMS and avoid going to jail. The Genesis websites further stated that MMS could be acquired only through a donation to Genesis, but the donation amounts for MMS orders were set at specific dollar amounts, and were mandatory, such that the donation amounts were effectively just sales prices. The indictment alleges that the Grennans received more than $1 million from selling MMS. They are also being charged with criminal contempt. So not only are they being brought up on civil charges, they are being brought up on criminal charges. Monday, April 26, 2021 is arraignment in Miami and I plan on being there. I will update more then. Arraignment in April 26, 2021. On this day I drove down to Miami to exercise my rights under the Sunshine Law. I wanted to watch it with my own eyes and wanted him to see my face. Nothing more, nothing less. Anyway, I was not allowed in due to COVID restrictions, which was fine. I didn't fight it. I was later informed that at the arraignment, each defendant was handed a copy of the indictment and they entered a plea of not guilty. Bail was not discussed because they are on martial hold and ineligible for bail. We'll update when a discovery date is set. Calendar call for September 21, 2021. According to these court documents from the federal court system, calendar call is set for September 21, 2021. All motions are due by July 15, 2021 and trial is set for September 27, 2021. We all looking forward to when they are actually convicted and sentenced. Extradition from Colombia has been approved. That's right, it hit the news earlier today. The Supreme Court of Colombia approved the extradition of Joseph Timothy Grennan. He is the founder's son. When the Supreme Court of Justice studied this case, they found no barriers to approving the extradition. The president of Colombia, Ivan Duque, will need to sign the extradition order in order for the Grennan in Colombia to be deported to the United States, specifically to Miami to join their family of accomplices in jail. The documentation presented in support of the request for extradition of the requested is formally valid, the requirement under analysis is satisfied, stated in the extradition order. Joseph Grennan had a hearing in Miami on December 29, 2021. Joseph Grennan was in federal court in Miami on December 29, 2021 after being extradited from Colombia. He did arrive in the United States after hiding in Colombia and being in Colombian prison. According to his indictment, which was filed in April 2021, MMS was being manufactured, marketed and sold by the Grennans as the Genesis 2 Church of Health and Healing. The indictment says that the Grennan family was creating a non-religious church in an attempt to evade government regulation of MMS and shield themselves from prosecution, which they have admitted on the internet numerous times. This hearing was arraignment as he was arraigned before without him present. Bail for Joseph Grennan was decided. Bail was denied due to being a flight risk. Let's be honest, he is the definition of a flight risk right now. The charges were conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, delivering and misbranding drug, MMS contempt. He waived his right to counsel, as though the rest of the family has done this. The hearing was 1 hour and 19 minutes. Court document filed by Mark Grennan on April 14, 2022. On March 14, 2022, Mark Grennan filed a 13-page court document demanding full immunity and without recourse for his full cooperation. Interesting how his sons are not on the document. He is suing the people of the United States. Cites a court case IN 1838 between two states over a border dispute. He alleges that the federal government has no jurisdiction over him. He is an American that fled the country to Colombia and Colombia was more than willing to send him back here. He cites a court case between Rhode Island and Massachusetts. This suit dates back to the year 1838 over a dispute over a shared border. This case caused them to resolve where the border is. What does that have to do with the federal government charging him with fraud? Argument about jurisdiction screams sovereign citizen movement. There is a word salad saying that the court has no jurisdiction, so any judgment the judge made is void. Buddy, that's not how it works. You don't get to determine what the federal judge has the jurisdiction over. It's written into law. You are in Bradenton, Florida, manufacturing chlorine dioxide. This is the South Florida District of the U.S. Supreme Court. We accept your offer to contract under the following terms and conditions, and this shall be construed as a counteroffer, done with full immunity and without recourse with respects the undersigned and his avatar. I shall be deemed to have obtained age of majority retroactively, and to have disaffirmed any and all contracts made in infancy. I shall be deemed and it shall be held and adjudicated that I am a competent, natural man, opposed to unnatural man, a natural person, that my word are never to be construed literally, but contextually. That the only law that shall apply to my person is the golden rule otherwise known as the common law. Acceptance of your offer is contingent on the aforementioned and our rebutting each and every one of the proof of claim herein, point by point with facts and conclusions of the law of the land, original jurisdiction, common law, and that I and my property and my interest are to be considered and held fully indemnified against any and all consequences as this agreement entered into is without recourse on my behalf and interest. Grennan is saying that he is not held by the law of the United States when his little makeshift bleach factory was in Florida. He expects not to have to face the consequences of what he has done to thousands of people by claiming to be a sovereign citizen. It does not say that explicitly, but that's the language they use. A sovereign citizens are an extremist movement, considered domestic terrorists. They are anti-government extremists who believe even though they reside in the United States, they are separate from the United States. They believe they don't have to answer to any government authority, including courts, taxing entities, law enforcement, motor vehicle departments, etc. There are a lot of dangerous and illegal activities done in the name of sovereign citizens. Commit murder and physical assault. Threaten judges, law enforcement professional, and government personnel. Impersonate police officers and diplomats. Use fake currency, passports, license plates and driver's licenses. And engineer white-collar scams which include mortgage fraud and redemption schemes. Does some of this sound familiar? The golden rule he is referring to is from the New Testament, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is an appeal that is asking the jury to put themselves in the defendant's position based on the facts and evidence. This is recognized as universally improper because it encourages the jury to be non-impartial and decide the case on personal interest, which is against the oath the jurors take before serving. He claims to be indigenous. Yes, you read that right. He claims to be a Native American. Direct quote from the document. The record shall reflect the attaining of the age of majority/adulthood, binding upon all jurisdictions, that I am a Native American, born in North America on a date indicated on the certificate of live birth, and this is my will, and I place this information as a memorial of my will, and do so attesting under the Organic Constitution of the United States of America, that the aforementioned information is accurate. And I do urbi attest, declare as well as affirm that I have notice of estoppel and stipulation of constitutional challenge. This white man is claiming he is Native American. If the wants to take this far, all they have to do is a DNA test. This is racist as hell to claim a race that you are not. But with the current technology, they can DNA test you to prove what you are saying. Also in this passage, he states that he has a birth certificate which is a document used as proof of being a citizen of the United States. Grennan is his own notary. Yes, at the bottom of the document, it says, this affidavit is completed with my hand sign, which shall serve as a self-authenticating notary, i.e. evidence. He then signs and dates it, then writes without prejudice. Again, buddy, that's not how it works. To be charged in Australia. The Grennan family is going to be criminally charged in New South Wales, Australia with intention to defraud by false or misleading statement. This charge has a maximum sentence of 5 years imprisonment. According to Section 192G of the Crimes Act 1900, a person who dishonestly makes or publishes, or concurs in making or publishing, any statement that is false or misleading in a material particular with the intention of obtaining property belonging to another or obtaining financial advantages or causing a financial advantage is guilty of this offence. Why are they being charged in Australia? After the death of Sylvia Fink, the issue of MMS has resonated around Oceania. When the Grennans and Jim Humble went to Australia and New Zealand to host over 12 seminars 5 years later, parts of their tour were shut down by the local government. They were there to market MMS as a cure for Ebola. From 2009 to 2014, the Victorian Poisons Information Centre had attributed at least 10 poisonings in Australia, including 4 that required hospitalisation to MMS. One of these cases was serious. In 2009, a woman had been fined for injecting cancer patients with MMS in her garage, advising them not to seek medical treatment. She charged each person $2,000 per injection. One breast cancer patient had to be treated for a life-threatening blood clot afterwards. While the Grennans and Humble were in New Zealand, lawmakers were seeking to pass a bill to help regulators ban products such as MMS, but it did not happen. Mark Grennan has made IT to the US and has an interesting defense maneuver. After much waiting, Mark Grennan has been extradited from Colombia. He made his first court appearance on July 28 in Miami, Florida. He and his 3 sons were charged with fraudulently marketing and selling MMS. According to his indictment, all the Grennans manufactured, promoted and sold MMS. It was being used in a way that is not approved by the FDA. The indictment also charges them with criminal contempt. There was a restraining order in place to have them cease the activity and they continued anyway. They bragged on a podcast that they would never stop. The trial is set for September 12. I will be going along with Emma Dalmine and Melissa Eaton to the first day in court. The Grennans are claiming to be sovereign citizens as explained above. He went one step further. He wrote the court and sent back his birth certificate. In his mind, if he sends it back, he would not be charged. Sources. According to this Telegram post, they think that this defense will have the charges dropped. After all they spent to extradite them, very unlikely. Everyone please pray today that the document that was filed in the court will accomplish our release. Ask Lord to speak to the heart of the judge and discharge our case and make us free. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, KJV. What was this document exactly? This document reads, Mark Scott of the house and lineage of Grendel by a son of the one true creator. Ambassador to the kingdom of heaven. Care of 7115 N Division B 307. Spokane, Washington. DC 21-2022. Clerk U.S., Dist. Everything is trust and there is nothing that is not trust. No trust can fail for want of a trustee. The primary responsibility of the trustee is to protect the trust. For your reference, case number 1:21 CR 20242, and 120 CV 21601, and 1:20 MJ 03050. I, Mark Scott, a son of God from the house and lineage of those known as Grennan, come to you as a friend of the court, not as surety or as an enemy of the state, nor do I have any friends or allies who are enemies of the state. I am here to recognize the trust and trustee. I repent for all my sins against the trust, please forgive me. I surrender the legal person into the custody of the trustee. After the birth of Mark Scott of Grennan, on or around the day of my Lord August 9th, in the year 1957, my mom applied for a birth certificate for licenses so as to do business in commerce. Shortly thereafter the Mark Scott Grennan Trust was created and trustees were appointed. I, Mark Scott, son of God, declare I am beneficiary and not surety of the said commercial trust. Therefore, I recognize United States District Court Southern District of Florida as trustee for Mark Scott Grennan. As a friend of the court, and the beneficiary of the trust, I join with the trustee to protect and defend the trust from all attacks by pirates and privateers both foreign and domestic and encourage said court to perform duties of trustee and protect and defend the trust from unauthorized claims. I kindly ask the trustee to investigate the validity of claimant's action against the trust and if claimant is found to have standing, and the claim to have merit, then please pay the debt of the trust out of the proceeds of the trust. In addition, this attack on the trust has caused me great harm and I have suffered emotional angst, loss of sleep, financial hardship and great stress, and have been falsely imprisoned, falsely arrested. My property has been stolen. I am humbly petitioning the trustee for financial recoupment and other remedy at the discretion of the trustee so that I may be made whole. Thank you so much for all that you do. I appreciate you upholding your trusteeship. If you need anything further, please do not hesitate to contact me. Thank Vo. All rights retained, without prejudice. Beneficiary Mark Scott. By Mark Suit, beneficiary. Authorized agent. Paloff 3. By POA. He actually sent in his birth certificate. He wrote the word surrender on it. Here is a copy. Federal trial postponed again. Yes, the court was postponed to January 3rd, then again to July. This is because Jonathan wants to fire his standby attorney in order to have another court-appointed attorney assigned. He also needs more time to raise money. Joseph and Mark now want a court-appointed attorney. As much as I do not like it, this is their right. The prosecutor thinks this is the last time they will be granted a continuance. Pretty funny how they were complaining about the trial taking a long time to take place when they are stalling. Mark Grennan also had a psych evaluation. I would love to see this. There was a notice of filing for a competency hearing. The judge was covering all bases. United States of America. Plaintiff. Versus. Mark Grennan. Defendant. Notice of filing competency evaluation. The attached competency evaluation dated October 24, 2022, is to be made part of the record, and shall be filed under seal and shall remain under seal until November 2, 2023. This notice shall not be filed under seal. By Patricia Sneed. Patricia Sneed, courtroom deputy for the Honorable Cecilia M. Altanaga. 305-523-5515. https://web.archive.org/web/202007143393/http://g2churchnews.org/591g2voice193http://archives.fbi.gov/archives/news/story/2010/april/sovereign citizens_04131/domestic terrorism/the sovereign citizen movement https://www.linkedin.com/company/genesis2churchofhealth/and/healing/about/https://abc7.com/news/church/of-bleach/abc/news/confronts/founder/of-genesis2church/1578279/question/mark/clit=iwar2mwbdqq/c95-2qdd_j KC14EKEC4V316MSBGX SF0Q27I4OH1MP7H72. Greater than factsheet, the Genesis 2 Church and Miracle Mineral Solution. https://www.mcnews.com/tech/internet/moms/go-undercover-fight-fake-autism-cures-private-facebook-groups-N1007871. https://www.masuncoast.com/2020/07/09/US/Attorney's Office/releases-more-info/Bradenton Church/arrests/. https://www.justice.gov/USOSDFL/PR/Florida Family Indicted Selling Toxic Bleach Fake Miracle Cure COVID-19 and Other. https://www.mesuncoast.com/2020/07/09/US/Attorney's Office/releases-more-info/Bradenton Church/arrests/. https://www.justice.gov/USOSDFL/PR/Florida Family Indicted Selling Toxic Bleach Fake Miracle Cure COVID-19 and Other. https://www.mesuncoast.com/2020/07/09/US/Attorney's Office/releases-more-info/Bradenton Church/arrests/. 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 https://www.mesuncoast.com/2020/07/09/US/Att Translate.googs/America/2021/09/24/Estado-unidensis-K-commercialize-a-ban-N-Columbia-Possum-Imagica-Contra-L-COVID-19-Saran-Extraditados/Question-Mark-Vclid-Equals-I-War-1-Ulch-X-BH-7B-1-X-D-VTN-2-as-3-HIB-64-WAB-29-AI-UK-7-ZUI-Underscore-Tol-VM-1-High-And-Underscore-X-Underscore-TR-Underscore-SL-Equals-Auto-And-Underscore-X-Underscore-TR-Underscore-TL-Equals-N-And-Underscore-X-Underscore-TR-Underscore-HL-Equals-N-And-Underscore-X-Underscore-TR-Underscore-PTO-Equals-Ajax-NV-Elementary. https://www.musuncoast.com/2021/12/30/member-bradenton-church-that-distributed-miracle-mineral-solution-appears-federal-court/https://www.mundac.com/australia/consumer-trading-unfair-trading/1-2-1-3-1-6-6/intention-to-defraud-by-false-or-misleading-statement-charges-in-NSW? Vclid equals IWAR 3 Vuclavam 9 OSFOM 64 XI 8 I 1 C 2 ATER, FDG, WFWC, LV 0 SMS, V, CAF BY, DXMG. https://www.bloomberg.com/news/features/2021-06-29/COVID-bleach-cure how Operation Quack Hack took down the Genesis 2 church. https://www.justice.gov/USOSDFL/PR/leader-genesis-2-church-health-and-healing-who-sold-toxic-bleach-fake-miracle-cure. Court documents.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.